Welcome to episode 4 of High Energy Listening, a comedic podcast where we discuss the unimportant but interesting
hot
topics. Hosted by Sarah Ruth Blake.
I'm Eric Risk.
Meg Scanlon.
We're three actors slash improvisers who met working on a movie. And we like to get together to talk about our interests.
Hobbies.
Hot topics.
Hot topics. We don't do crafting generally, but we could. I'd like to do some crafting.
I would like to do some crafting.
Can we go back to some of our hanging chads from last week's episode?
Yes. Oh, I know everyone is on pins and needles after I announced that Sarah sometimes has people over to watch movies.
Yeah.
Or just hang out.
Yeah.
So it was an evening. Was that the party I came to where I was like the only guest?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I think it was.
The only guest. Oh, wait, sorry, you were watching the SAG Awards,
edit
right?
Edit that out. Is that the party where all these people were there?
Yes.
So many people came to
the SAG Awards party. Yeah,
that big party.
Yeah.
So,
not
there
the
were
SAG
like,
Awards, the Golden Globes.
Oh,
the
Golden Globes. Okay.
The GGs.
Yeah, okay. The Good Goes.
Good guys.
Yeah, you came over for the good guys.
And I
you rang the doorbell for upstairs.
I rang the first doorbell, which I was thinking corresponded with apartment one, which you are, but apparently it was the highest, meaning the top floor.
Yeah.
And so I like rang it one time, and this woman like comes out on like the balcony or fire escape. I
have a balcony. Yeah.
And she's like what, three stories above me? And she's like, hello. And I'm like, hello? She's like, what? And I'm like, oh, I'm trying to get to the first apartment. Sorry about that. And she's just like, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, sorry, I'm just visiting. And then by that time, Chris had come to the door, and I'm like, Chris?
Chris, help me.
Chris, I don't know what's happening. I think she's pissed.
Yeah.
She was angry.
She didn't seem...
Because all of our other guests... All of our other guests also rang that doorbell.
Oh. Really? This is a common problem.
No.
Okay.
It was just you. Basically, it was just
you. I have labeled the door now, though.
I don't know. I think I have, like, spatial problems, because that...
Your hand was going for the doorbell, and
then
you hit it.
No, like, Sarah is
the wrong doorbell.
Sarah's on the first floor. Oh, okay. So I think I did the top one thinking that was one, but I should have started as if I was in an elevator.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And gone bottom up. But I just instinctively went top down.
Yeah. And clearly, the one at the top of the three is for the first floor, and the one at the bottom of the three is for the third floor.
Maybe petting a cat.
That sounds like a creepy. So she's like, yes.
But it was one creepy.
They do have a dog.
This did not sound like a good story at all. But because I'm like, and then she came out and was like, hello. Which is a very normal thing to say.
Yeah.
It's not a good story, but she was like, the fact that she was like hanging like over the edge, and she's like three stories up, and then I'm like,
What'd you say? Did you say something back?
Like, I'm sorry, I'm trying to go to apartment one. I think at that point, Chris was like opening the door, and I'm like, Chris, I don't know what's happening. Also, one time a cat ran by, and I was like, Mookie,
how'd you get outside?
And I'm like, what? Mookie's
my cat.
An outdoor cat.
Yeah.
So it was not Mookie. Also, what goes on in that park next door, Sarah?
Okay, so next door to us, there's like a reclaimed space that is like a garden now. It's an herb garden. And so, okay, so there's a park near our house. It's like a giant park. And then there's events there. So like they have solstice events there. So like winter solstice, summer solstice. Then they have like farmer's market events there. And then people are just generally there like farming herbs.
It just looked like a lot was happening.
There's drumming. My family was sort of into that sort of stuff when I was growing up.
Okay.
Yeah. And my dad believed on the spring and fall equinoxes that you could balance an egg perfectly.
I've heard that.
That's real science fact, though, I think,
but
right?
But that's like a school thing you would do.
Yeah, you would do that for real. We did that in
like
grade
how you
school.
Look at the eclipses through like
the cardboard
directly
box.
With your eyeballs.
No,
that's
I'm
getting blind.
I'm getting that.
All right. I must say,
eclipses.
Yeah,
with
do
your
not do that,
guys.
We do not condone that.
No, what do? You hold, like, that index card with, like, a hole, and, like, you look at it, like, on the ground. There are always those kids that are like, I don't care what the teacher says. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to look at it. How long do you think you'd have to look at it to, like, truly
go blind?
I don't know, but we could Google this. And I guess the question is, legally blind as opposed to, like, fully blind?
I think legally.
Legally blind?
Well, no, you might actually only, I think the thing is you can only see out of, like, the periphery. Like, your peripheral vision is okay, but, like, your forward vision...
Because you burn, like, the middle
cones
and
unless you looked at the sun...
Peripherally.
Peripherally.
That's a tricky way. Okay, guys, if you're going to look at a solstice...
Yeah.
No, if you're going to look at a eclipse...
Yeah.
A solar eclipse, You should look at it out of your peripheral vision. Ah, though not, we don't yeah. generally recommend looking at them full
directly.
Stop.
Yeah, because that might burn your retinas out.
Yeah,
that'd be bad.
We built this thing that was like a cardboard box for looking at it.
Oh, yeah, it's similar to this index card. I guess we had less time to build it.
I remember when that happened in school. We were having our house recited, and so we had these crazy long cardboard boxes. And I was able to bring one into school.
You brought a huge box like that and made the
really
viewer.
Long cardboard box
that's pretty
to make
cool.
The viewer. Well, I walked to school. It was like
it was close.
Like 6 blocks.
Okay, cool.
So you could walk with a giant cardboard box.
Oh, that's NASA cool. has something: eye safety during solar eclipses.
Ooh,
what did they
NASA
say?
NASA eclipse website. They have a special.
Do not look directly into the sun.
So
from 97. Hopefully the information is still relevant.
Wow, that's
do you remember 97?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty well. What happened in 97? Well, NASA issued this webpage.
Yeah. That's actually all I remember is the solar eclipse safety from 97.
The only time the sun can be viewed safely with the naked eye is during a total eclipse of the heart. Well,
totally eclipsed.
Fully eclipsed.
But someone has to be watching to let everybody else know. It's
when
safe to
look
now.
When the moon completely covers the disk of the sun. And this isn't, now this part isn't bold, you guys. Meaning,
yeah, very
pay
important.
Attention. It's
very
is
important.
Never safe to look at a partial or annular eclipse or the partial phase of a total solar eclipse without the proper equipment and techniques. Because failure to use properly observing methods may result in permanent eye damage or severe visual loss.
Whoa, it's no joke.
But it doesn't say. I want to just know a hard time frame.
No, I know
what
you
minutes,
mean.
One
yeah,
minutes,
I'd like to know
seconds.
That too. It doesn't look like it's in the cards though.
All right, what else could we discuss in the meantime?
All right,
what were our
it adversely affects your retina, in case you.
Well,
tell us more about your childhood, Eric.
More.
You were an only child.
I was
how
an only
many
child.
Minutes?
I was not a very flexible child.
Not very flexible,
yeah.
Like
the split
in attitude split. Or physicality.
In physicality,
okay.
I actually,
oh, you're thinking attitude.
Like, do you remember like the what is it? Presidential like
physical
fitness.
Yeah,
yeah. Like I scored badly on that with the flexibility things. Well, just with the flexibility things,
like what things?
Like all right, there was something like called. Do you remember the V? Yes, the V sit and reach. Oh my god!
To like touch
reach,
your...
no, reach past your toes.
Yeah, they wanted you to be able to reach past
it.
Your toes.
And I did so bad on that.
Was
like
anybody
negative.
Good at that?
I don't know. There were people that could really reach big time.
Can you reach your toes now as a grown-up?
Barely.
I can
and
reach my
actually,
toes.
And actually, I take yoga, too, now to try and improve it. And so I've been going to vinyasa yoga. And,
yeah.
And I'm making slight progress. I need to go more regularly.
Do you go with your lady wife or do you go on your own?
Or with your male wife?
I go with my male wife. No, my mail order wife, which my real wife does not know
M-A-L-E.
About. Okay. No, actually.
You guys think I'm clever.
No, actually, I usually just go during the day because it's less crowded and I'm less embarrassed by my poor yoga abilities because there's not as many people in the class.
Are you embarrassed to be a dude doing yoga?
No.
Okay.
But no, but basically I'm not embarrassed to do yoga. I'm just embarrassed about how bad I am at yoga. And so like I go during the day, so there's not as many people. There's only like two other people
there.
Can
you really be bad at yoga?
There's only two other people.
Poses. You don't have to be the look of just disdain and the incredulous look that Eric just gave me.
No, because it's hard.
Like
yoga's hard.
No, I'm not saying it's not hard. I'm saying like
you can
let's
be bad
say
at
you're
it.
Doing no, but I really don't think you
I mean,
can.
You could do the poses.
Don't you just do the pose just to your ability? Isn't that the whole thing? Like to your ability, then you work up.
Well,
right?
But
am
it,
I
the
making,
thing is, this
are you
yoga
going to a dance class.
Well, no, it's vinyasa, so it's moving. It's like move, 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 move. You're doing
like
changing.
Slow yoga?
Yes, yes. So therefore,
God,
it's
see?
Not slow, and it's like
say
you
it
can.
So we know what you're doing.
All right, vinyasa. You do
okay,
many poses. You move through a flow, and
vinyasa
it is
flow.
It is hard though. You can be bad at it, especially if you don't have the flexibility. Yes, you can adapt to the pose to
bad,
it.
Bad like how you fall over.
No, you just can't reach far enough.
Oh my
you
God,
can't.
Who's watching you? They're doing their own thing. Eyes are
I guess.
On paper.
Meg,
eyes are on paper.
Meg, I feel like I'm so happy for you that you have such a feeling about yoga like this.
Do you do yoga?
I think a lot of people are stressed
some.
Out about yoga. And like
really?
You sound really
but it's not like.
It's like
a sport. It's meant to be like a
relaxing,
personal.
Yeah.
Well, it's supposed to be relaxing, but it's meant to be like a personal, like.
No.
Just.
No,
yeah,
you're
it's
right.
not meant to
well,
be
no, the
like
teacher
a
is never
sport.
Like, you suck at yoga. That's definitely not the.
Don't look at Eric.
No, why?
Wait, do you go in like the back row so people can't see you? If there's a mirrored wall, do you stay away from it so people
there's
can't
no
see
mirrored
you?
Wall in my yoga studio.
Okay.
And I
have
do
very strong feelings about this.
What?
You do.
Feelings about yoga. I feel like it's meant where to do like personal betterment.
No, it is.
Where are
it
you
is
doing
personal
yoga?
Betterment.
Oh, I don't really like have a regular place I go to do classes.
There is one, believe it or not. I mean, it's not super close to here, but on Franklin, it's called the Brooklyn Yoga Collective. It's by donation.
Uh-huh. Do you, is that where you go?
I
you, like,
used to go.
Class?
I used to go there when I lived.
So you're saying I should go there for free classes?
No, it's not free. You have to minimum. No.
What's the minimum donation?
Seven.
Seven. That's
dollars?
Doable.
Yeah.
$7?
Seven US dollars? 7 cents.
$7 or euros?
7 cents goes quite a long way.
Seven bags of worms.
Oh, that's great.
Seven bags of worms. It's a barter system. You can have seven bales of hay.
Just try that expression out. A bag of worms.
You're opening up a bag of worms.
Don't open Pandora's bag.
Of worms.
Don't open Pandora's can.
Pandora's bag is like this girl who has a very large
purse.
Yes.
With worms.
Like, can't find anything in it.
Like, God,
with
everything
worms.
Is there.
With dirt
with
and
worms.
But real dirt and worms.
Like
not like the
worms.
Candy. No, not the candy, the
yes,
worm
Eric,
and dirt.
The candy.
I would
yes,
love
Eric,
that candy.
Candy.
That candy was awesome.
Candy
dirt
worms.
And worms. No, dirt
you
and worms.
Put,
like crushed up Oreo cookies.
Yes, with gummy worms.
Right. Yeah. I would qualify that as a dessert as opposed to just a candy. Like, you know what you really need there is like some pudding. You need like some chocolate pudding. Pudding, and
like
then some crumbled Oreos,
cool
and then like some
cool whip. What regional, like, what do you call that when you say
whip?
Pronounce your W or WHs as whoa?
I don't know
what?
If it's a regional.
I
think
know.
It's just
is
your
it
stressing.
Like, I feel like
it,
it's
right?
Sort of like a well, I don't want to.
Is that how you say it?
It's not, but
okay.
I wish it was.
You wish it was.
Yeah,
you
can check
you
that
like
sort of. Wait, where do you think it's from? I know you don't want to get regionalist.
Honestly,
here.
I feel like it's sort of. As I'm stuttering, I feel like it's sort of like a southern, maybe like Texas kind of
like
thing.
A,
is
like
it?
A cool like, whip.
What did you say, sir? Cool whip.
These are
cool
some of the
whip?
Worst southern accents you're ever gonna hear, folks.
Speak for yourself.
Cool
whip.
Cool.
Is pretty good.
Really?
Do you put this in your special skills section?
Southern accents?
Southern
no.
I do.
Texas? Southern
not Texas,
Texas
just
WH.
Southern. But usually mine is really, yeah.
Southern? Wait, Eric, do your Southern. I hate to put you on the spot, but here we are.
Here we are. All right. Your audition.
All right, here we go. All right. Like, usually my Southern accent is kind of exaggerated like this, you know?
Oh, you become like a slow talker.
Southerner.
You
slow
like slow it down.
Talker. Have
you
some sun tea. Have some biscuits and gravy.
Cool whip.
Cool whip.
Cool whip.
Needless to say, didn't book the job.
Spoonfuls of cool
they're like,
whip.
All right, Southern. And then they were like, they call like action. And then I was like, yeah, biscuits and gravy. And they're like, enough. All right, that's enough. Yeah, please, thanks.
Have you guys ever
too
seen
much.
Nick Vatterott's bit about saying things in different accents? Like, margarita? Like,
no.
Can I get a margarita?
Who
oh,
is
when
that?
You just... He's like a stand-up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a
well,
stand-up.
Well, and many things, right? Like a comedy
yeah.
person. But, yeah. but
a comedy person.
I know, I'm referring to a
comedy person.
You can look at his
I mean,
stand-up routine.
Comedian?
Stuff. Yeah. Yeah, like he does a lot of comedy. But anyway.
I like comedy person, though.
Oh,
instead of
a
comedian,
comedy
I'm a comedy person.
Like you're comedy in the
person.
You're in the comedy.
I'm a comedy person. Can you hire me here?
I'm comedy.
I'm a podcast person.
Podcast person, a
it is way less hip to be a podcast person than it is to be a comedy person.
You're right.
But wait, he was saying, would people like throw in a random word or like
with an accent?
Yes, or like a town.
Yeah.
Like and yes, they just put like the emphasis on that. It's
yeah.
often like Spanish words, French words, Italian words.
Yeah.
I feel like
those
are
the main. Or
yeah.
Or like some champagne.
I'd like some. Evian water.
Yeah.
Some
or like, his thing is, like, do people
Perrier
in other countries
water?
Do it? Like, are people in other countries like, oh, I'll have that blah, 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 blah,
they'll
the
be like,
biscuits and beans.
I'm going to Mexico.
Yes.
For vacation.
Yes.
In Caracas.
Yes.
Yes. It's, well, I'm doing a terrible job of that, but that's.
Wait, as I'm trying to do,
the
I'm
news
doing it very
a lot.
Poorly.
And, oh, Alex Trebek is huge on Jeopardy. He can't let anything.
No.
Anything go without perfect diction and accent at all times. Okay, while we're talking about our weaknesses in acting.
Yeah. It is pilot season.
Not because Eric did his. No, but we were talking about things that you're like awkward notes. Like I've said often to you guys, but never on the podcast before, that I do not have the gravitas to be like a lot of reporter / lawyer.
That was things. The notes you got? Not the gravitas?
But that's like the real life reality.
Huh. We don't have the gravitas.
Well, they're weird. I don't know. I just.
Really?
I see you as something flightier.
Flightier?
That's a bird. Flightier.
Bird.
No, but voice.
No, whoa. Uh oh. We're getting back into the pleasant voice. Uh oh. I'm going to stand
on
this.
I think it is maybe it is the pleasant voice, but it's like. I think it's more, not necessarily like a reporter or like an anchor, but maybe it's more like the kind of reporters that are like constantly like interrupting and over-talking and being like, Mr. President, I have a question for you, Governor. Like those people. It's a
That's
lot of
kind
of
like an old-timey one from the 20s. It sounded like a reporter from the 20s.
I have a press hat on with the word press on it.
It says press on it.
It's like they're walking by and you're interrupting them to be like.
Yeah.
And I guess, I don't know. I don't have the.
The gravitas. Yeah.
Oh my God, shopping at Hot Topic. We didn't get there.
Okay, well, let's
have you guys
quickly
noticed Hot Topic has a smell?
Does it?
Yeah, it has like its own smell, sort of like how Subway has a smell or like.
I remember it just always being very dark in there. They don't have lights.
Honestly,
you just wander
I don't really
around
know
in darkness.
Shoplifting.
Shoplifting and looking for your Slipknot t-shirts.
Wait, what kind of. I don't think I really remember. I think I'm confusing it with like another store.
It was very like
gothic
stuff and rock stuff.
Like skater stuff?
No. It was more gothic. It was more like rocker stuff, gothic stuff.
Like goth kids stuff.
Goth kids stuff, like black clothing.
Like Jack Skellington stuff.
Oh, I know. Pants with zippers all over it and chains. Like
bondage
to be
pants.
Bondage pants.
Yes.
Like gothic attire.
Corsets.
Hair dye.
Yeah,
hair dye.
Lots of Hot Topic hair dye.
Yeah.
No, what was the name?
Manic Panic.
Hair
oh,
dye.
Manic Panic.
Manic
yeah, lots
panic.
Of nail polish.
Oh, are you talking about like Doc Martens that are like. No.
Wait, no, they sold Doc Martens there.
Yeah,
they
but
did.
No,
they
like,
sold Doc
like
Martens
extreme,
there.
Like the boots or ones that are
oh,
like.
Oh, yeah, they
like,
would sell like crazy
reddish,
boots. Yeah, that go like way up,
type.
That go like really
yeah.
high.
You're like
yeah.
a classic yeah. Doc Martin.
But no, they would sell crazy
Some
boots
flannel
there. Sure.
Shirts. I know what we're talking. No,
but then band, a lot of band
like,
shirts too. Yeah. Band shirts.
Like what kind of
band? Like just like mall metal bands, like
yes,
like Korn, Slipknot, Disturbed. I don't know, Linkin Park, Incubus. All these like bad mall metal bands.
All the bands that Eric's fans of.
No, I am not. I will go on record. I am a fan of none of those bands. I am not a fan of any of those bands.
No, wait. Did either of you guys ever buy stuff at Hot Topic?
I mean, clearly I'm confusing.
You don't
it
even
with
know
another
what store.
So
we're talking
I was going to say yes because I was thinking.
I'm
it
trying
was
to think
like,
what store you're thinking of because there's definitely Surf and Skate. Oh
no,
wait, that wasn't
no, no,
Surf and
not
Skate.
Not that.
Though.
Maybe like
I know what you're talking
Sun
about.
Or
oh, that's Surf
or
and
Chico's?
Skate.
No, what am I thinking of?
PacSun.
Forever 21.
PacSun had Surf Skate.
I think you're thinking of Chico's or PacSun. Not Chico's.
No, PacSun had Surf and Skate.
Guys, what you're describing sounds an awful lot like Chico's to me.
Chico's had gothic bondage attire. That's kind of strange.
Chico's
is like a mom jean store.
Yeah,
it's like for mom jean, like when you don't wear a mom jean, when
no,
you
like,
draw
I'm thinking
a dress
of like,
in linen,
some chino pants, some khaki
yeah.
color.
Yeah, that is not the same as Hot Topic.
Not at all. Not at all.
What I'm confusing it. I don't know. I was thinking anyway.
Because you see it like angry Tinkerbell stuff at Hot Topic
or Nightmare Before Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
They had everything. Why? Nightmare Before because gothic people
like
love. Tim Burton, and they love Nightmare Before Christmas.
You guys should see Meg's face right now. I wish I had taken a picture.
For whatever reason, Nightmare Before Christmas is the Hot Topic movie.
It is. Yes,
it
is. Yes,
it's like the official movie of Hot Topic.
What are the other movies, guys?
Of Hot Topic?
That is the official movie.
That's the official one. But what are other ones?
Maybe like Gremlins.
Yeah, maybe Gremlins.
Like some throwback Gremlins.
Oh, I know. Edward Scissorhands.
Yes,
Edward
Scissorhands. But it came around after Edward Scissorhands.
But I think it was retro-y. You know what I mean?
Retro-y Edward Scissorhands.
Gremlins came out. But why Gremlins, though?
Oh, I know another one.
Yeah.
Donnie Darko.
Yes.
They love the hell out of Donnie Darko. What? Clockwork Orange? Maybe. Actually, yeah, there'd be t-shirts.
Yeah, what about dyeing your hair, like, temporarily, like a reddish or a purplish or like a greenish, like whatever that was.
No, I wasn't like just, a punk
not like
kid.
A spray on. No, you were not.
No, I never
that was
did
not
that.
My thing.
Maybe like I all right. Maybe for like yeah, Halloween. Maybe yeah, the spray-in type that you can rinse out.
Oh, for Halloween, sure. And for like sports, we would do that. We'd spray it like whatever color.
Of the team.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like our ponytails.
Oh, really? That's pretty cool. Just the ponytail. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Lots of different things. No, I meant more like the kind that was like a little more, maybe more like a little more like my so-called life-ish.
I guess
I'm thinking of like early 90s, sure. Even late 90s,
mm-hmm.
like that kind of grunge flannel.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
I made reference
yeah,
to
yeah.
an off topic of yeah. Doc Martens of flannel and like maybe that haircut that was like parted down the
yes.
middle for guys and like a little bit longer, the mm-hmm. Jordan catalog.
Yes.
Perhaps.
Yes.
I
feel like though for girls, that style kind of came back with the dyeing. Again, like
now?
I know there's some, yeah.
Should
like,
I do it now? Eric, should I do it now?
Yes.
Eric, get
right,
me a hot topic.
Right after this,
give
dye your hair.
Some fine glitter, some super fine glitter that you can never clean up.
Yes, manic panic hair dye.
Get me some manic panic hair dye. I bet you could
It'll
find
that.
It'll
be gothed out. I'm surprised
so
the Atlantic Center doesn't have a Hot Topic because it has such weird stores. It has like Cold Stone Creamery. It has
Modell's.
Like Modell's.
Gotta
it
go has, to Moe's.
It has a Radio
like
Shack.
Nets store,
Brooklyn
Nets. Yeah, it's like some old time
weird
stores.
Subway,
well, also
McDonald's,
like, oh,
Buffalo
the, oh,
Wild
like
Wings.
Mall?
Yeah, all that stuff.
Which I have yet
strange.
To go into the actual mall.
Oh, you did?
Well, I keep going in through the separate entrance. I'm loving that Target.
Yeah, the Target is
True
great.
True story, loving that Target.
Yeah, the Target is great. Except actually, that one is like stores. Ransacked because so much traffic comes through there. A lot of stuff's like out of stock, I find.
Oh, I should tell
out
my
of
Target
stock.
Story.
All right,
was
go ahead.
That, I don't think you heard this because I think it was at one of Sarah's get-togethers.
Huge turnout.
No, that one did have
huge
a huge turnout.
It was a
huge
raging
It really
party.
Did because it
raging.
Was the last one at their old apartment before they moved. So I feel like it really was like a big one, bigger than per huge. So anyway, I got into Target that day because I needed to wear like a pantsuit for an acting thing. And I had taken them all home because I was filming business stuff in, like, the D.C. Baltimore area. And
okay.
I, like, left.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh, I don't need these there right now. So I had, like, all of them home.
Okay.
And then I realized I didn't have, like, anything to wear. And I was like, yeah. So I was like, I don't want to spend a lot of money. So I went to Target just to get some, like, Target brand, like, some like, Merona.
Really?
Brand.
Merona pantsuit.
Or, yeah, what I was just like, whatever they have that's, like, cheap. So anyway, I went in and was, like, trying on, like, the blazers, I think I just, like, put on over my sweater or whatever. But then, like,
yeah.
the pants you had to try on, and I just wasn't sure, like, the fit. I didn't want some weird tapered
you didn't want a
mom
tapered?
Jean action.
Okay.
Oh, it just depends. It can look weird with the pockets. It can look weird. So I was trying them on. So I was definitely trying on a couple of
pairs. Oh, so you were using a Target
really...
dressing room, really trying them on.
Is that like a weird thing to do?
Well, kind of, because it's so mob. It's so
like,
mob with people. Like
you
know
were
what
like,
I mean?
Oh, wait a minute.
No,
wait
actually,
a minute.
Right, here's,
you were actually.
Well, because oh, here's
wait,
my
why is
style.
It weird?
Well, because this one is
you
so.
You put them over your other pants.
No, that
you
would
wear
not
two
test.
Pairs of pants?
No.
Like Sarah kept asking you how many pairs of pants.
I have
you
one pair of pants. No,
I
that's
just have
not
one
it.
Pair
basically,
of pants. Sarah was wearing two.
Yeah, Sarah was wearing two.
Okay, why were you asking?
All right, basically. Well, because all right, it's crammed with people. It's so annoying that one. The dressing rooms are trashed. So
it
basically,
what?
Like just litter? Clothes and hangers and litter. And so usually my technique is like, well, if it's a shirt, obviously I get the right size. But like if it's pants or something, I'll buy
yeah.
it, save the receipt,
oh,
and then
yeah.
just go back and return it.
I would probably normally do that. I often do that, especially if I'm like in a hurry. I just don't
yeah.
feel like it. But this was more like I needed them for the next day, so I needed to know
oh,
that they for
I got
sure
it,
fit.
I got it.
And
that
I
makes
think
sense.
I was kind of worried, like, what if none of these look good? Like, I don't know.
You'd be rejected
just, like,
by wardrobe.
Very different.
Yeah.
Some were some stretchy fabrics.
Really?
Some were some fitted.
Elastic or no?
Like that spandexy
oh, okay.
feel
yeah,
to
yeah.
them. Yeah. So, and these we're talking about like, I mean, they look nice. I got some wardrobe compliments on my pants.
That's awesome.
Actually,
that's
I've been
awesome.
Using them a lot. This one I've gotten a lot
it's
of
mileage.
It's
good to get
about.
Wardrobe compliments,
but, yes,
right?
Because they weren't like. Not that. Take that off.
They're like, oh my god.
But no. So anyway, so
yeah. you
oh,
should
yeah,
have brought.
No.
You should have brought nothing. These are horrible options.
Oh, and I just brought like the one option because I
okay.
was like, I can't. Oh, maybe I brought a couple shirts,
mm-hmm.
but I was like, this is the blazer. These are the pants. Unless mm-hmm. it like doesn't go well. And you give me some pants. But anyway, so I was like trying them on.
Okay.
So I had an actual cart, like a shopping cart. Oh, okay. So I think I also maybe got some like, maybe some milk, maybe some.
Oh, you went to the grocery. Juices. You went to the grocery. Oh,
I love that Target.
All right. Yeah. Oh,
it
yeah.
makes me feel like I'm like back in the suburbs. It's like I'm back home.
Shopping.
In Bethesda, Maryland.
Yeah.
Shopping the like shopping a normal cart. Person. Yeah, about yeah. to put my putting groceries in the car. Car. Yeah. yeah. But none very of that. Easy, so yeah. I have, it's like a vacation. Of sorts. Right. It's like a relaxing vacation because I feel nice. Like I'm shopping for real. Mm-hmm. For realsies. But anyway, so I had like a card. I think I had some food items. I probably had some other fun items like a sweater or something. But anyway, so I'm like trying them on. And so I leave. I took my purse with me and the pants. And I had like my big puffy coat because this was the dead of this winter that will never end.
Yeah, this is an unrelenting winter.
This is the start of this winter. It was like so November bad. Of this winter.
Mm. Yeah.
We're now in like month six. And so I was literally gone. Like, I wasn't super slow. I just, because I was, like, on a mission. I was like, I have to get this done, and I have, like, other things I have to do. So I was doing it pretty quickly. And so I come back, and, like, my cart is, like, not where I left it. So I'm like, does really? Someone move
someone
my
took
cart?
It.
I had to, like, get help. I had to, like, ask people that worked there. I'm like, I don't know. I left my cart here. Has anyone seen it? Like, someone move it? And I'm, like, looking
and
around.
And actually were helping you? Usually they just look at you like you're crazy and walk away.
That's the thing. Like, they were not wanting to help me. But I was really like, okay, I can't find this. And they're like, well, maybe someone just put this stuff back. And I'm like, even so, my real coat, like, my coat from home was in there. So we need to track this down because if they like reshelved the things.
Oh, your actual coat was in there. Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh. Which mistake number one.
Yeah. That's
never
a big mistake.
That,
yeah. You could freeze
this has
to
never
death. Yeah. That'd be bad.
In my, this has never happened to Target in the suburb. Yes. I've never had them. Well, maybe they put stuff back, but not with my own stuff in there, like my own coat or whatever. So they're kind of like, I don't know, go find it. And I'm like, yeah, but it was right here. Like,
I don't know. Go find
around.
It. Really
like,
helpful.
It's
typical
really
employees
not here.
There.
Like,
they're
it's
like,
really
like,
not
I
here.
Don't know. Go find it. That's the only advice.
So
they're telling
really,
you to go find it.
It's really not there. So I'm like walking around and finding. I'm like, I don't know. I really don't see it. And then one woman's like, oh, no. I bet people like came by and like just like put the stuff back. And I'm like, she's like, oh no, but your coat was in there. I'm like,
your
okay,
personal
well, what
coat
would they have done
there.
With my real coat? Yeah. Yeah. Plus it's just like a nice coat. Like it's not like expensive coat necessarily, but it's just like the warmest coat I
yeah,
have.
Sure.
Plus I'd have to get home without a coat.
Yeah, which is awful. Yeah,
and
so
then have
cold.
No coat for many
yeah, freeze.
Days to come.
Yeah.
Hashtag freeze. I don't think so, Target. No. Yeah. So I'm like kind of a little bit like, okay, so what's the game plan here? And they're like, oh, well, then your coat would have gone to, like, what do they call it? Like, member
lost and
services
found? Oh,
or something?
Member services? Oh, that's probably the same
not
as
customer lost. Customer service. It was different
yeah.
than customer service.
Actually,
that's
member
more,
service is probably where lost and
more,
found is.
Yeah, it was more than customer service. Plus, okay. it was not a lost coat, Eric.
They
took
it. They stole
it.
A stolen coat.
A stolen coat.
A token coat, which is not correct. A token coat.
So I go there, I'm kind of like, okay, I'm like holding on to like the pants that I want to purchase for dear life. And then, so then there was a really long line there cause it was like people making returns, like all sorts of stuff. And then I go there, I'm like, hi, I think my coat was just brought here. It's a black puffy coat. And they're like, oh yeah, yeah, here it is. Like whatever. Like it was no big thing, but this had just happened. This is all happening in real time. And like, 20 minutes. Mm. So I don't know. So maybe that's just like their policy, but they were like, oh yeah, people leave coats for, or carts for a really long time and attend it. We show them. But I'm thinking like, how long is long? It was maybe 15. Maybe it was 15 minutes. But is that
but
like,
the, you're right. If you're in a dressing
they,
room,
a real
yeah.
real coat is in there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was
why
just
would they
a
do
cart
that?
Of many shirts yeah. and pantsuit options. Sure. Yeah. Target.
Take
sure.
It.
Go for it.
But
they're
just
was,
like, obviously, the employee was not paying attention to it.
I think that's what happened. But then they obviously brought it to member services because yeah. it was there. And we were reunited, me and my coat.
Good.
But I don't know.
That is
does
weird.
That ever happen to
actually,
you?
Actually, I had the
at
weirdest.
This Target or
not at the Target, but the weirdest
suburban
store some of somebody switching something in my cart. And I did not notice until I got back home, which was insane.
Is it a diabolical plan or like an accidental
no,
plan?
No, purpose. Like they saw something in my basket.
Please
and
tell
like
me it
took
was a
it.
Pair of Marona pants.
Oh no, this was not. Sorry, I'll say this was not
speaking
at Target.
Of which, this is a Target sweater that I'm wearing right
it's
now.
Nice. It's
probably
yeah.
Marona brand.
It's nice.
This may have been purchased on that
nice.
Day.
Really?
This may have been purchased on that day. P.S. Eric and I are both wearing striped sweaters.
It's the official sweater of High Energy Listening.
And High Energy Listening in general. Ooh, we didn't sync up on that. It's the official sweater
of
high
energy
listening.
Let's see if we can do that better. Right? Try again. It's the official sweater of high energy listening.
Oh, I went perfect. Into like announcing.
No, it's perfect. VO mode. I like okay. it. But no, basically this was at a Whole Foods on Bowery. You ever been to that one? It's gigantic. It's huge. Second Avenue.
Oh, yes. Because one time I had an improv rehearsal there and I had like time to kill and I was like, I'm getting a snack.
Okay. Yeah, it was humongous.
I think some of these things happen in like these suburban, like we're used to shopping at them in the suburbs. But then like the New York City version of them, like a Whole
People
Foods
are ruthless.
Target,
they don't
it
care.
Gets ruthless. Weird. Yeah. It's like same products.
Fight everybody for yourself.
Scenario. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
It's
go
really
on.
Okay. So I.
Backstory. Okay. Check.
So yeah, I had a cart. I was putting groceries in it. It was, you know, nighttime, maybe around before they closed. And,
ooh, are we talking like 8 p.m.?
I think
8:30.
Maybe 9 p.m. Yeah.
Maybe a not. So, well, this is maybe a weird hour for Whole Foods.
Yeah.
In
yeah, it is weird. So
it's
I think that's when.
It's the witching hour.
It's the witching hour. And I think that's when the creeps come out. The creeps
I think so,
come
Eric,
out.
Eric, because
yeah.
that's like the the East Village. No, Lower East Side.
Lower
one,
East
right?
Side, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that. I could see this happening
right?
specifically.
And
there.
So basically, I'm, yeah, you know, getting fruit. I get these bananas that I look at. You know, they're like, they're, you know, green. They're not ripe at all. Fine. That's fine. I got a whole big bunch. Put them in there. And I'm shopping other items. And then, like, I have to leave my cart there to get other, you know, get some other stuff that's down the aisle. Leave it there.
I don't think I like where this story is
Go
going.
Get it. And I put more stuff in there. I get home. I didn't even notice the bag, the bananas. Had been replaced with rotten black bananas.
Black bananas?
Well, they weren't totally black, but they
were
so spotted. They were so spotted.
Oh, like the old leopard
like,
banana?
Yeah, but like big time.
The old banana
like,
bread out of
yeah,
these
yeah,
bananas.
Yeah, like they
no
were going bad.
Does.
Like somebody, some freak had been
Wait,
shopping.
Or
well, no,
another
probably
customer.
Another customer.
Oh, I was thinking maybe the employees
no,
were like,
no,
sell these.
No. Somebody probably had walked by with like, they had selected these older ones and they were like, oh my God, look, these are like still green, and they like did the old swap-a-rama, and I got different bananas when I got home. I was so angry.
Oh, you didn't know it?
No, not till I got home.
Oh,
I was furious.
No. Oh, I thought maybe you went back. Okay, so there was only one bushel.
Bunch.
Bunch.
A bushel would be a huge amount.
What is wrong with
a
me?
Huge amount.
Do I know
and
words?
If you trade commodities, you could trade bananas by the bushel. It's a very large amount.
Like, how do they sell
very,
them?
Bunch. By the bunch.
By a tree? By a tree. By the tree.
By the
they
tree?
Take all the ones off a tree.
Yes. All of them in one thing. But yeah, basically, like,
so
yeah, they swapped
the
bananas.
There was such slim pickings. You got the only bunch of bananas.
I don't know. Or maybe the person was just lazy. I don't think it
was,
why like, was the
Whole
only
Foods
thing.
Whole Foods not, why were they not replacing them? You think their shipment wasn't coming in?
Maybe. Or, no,
I'll
sometimes
tell you
when they're
like
bad.
A Sunday
yeah, sometimes
night,
they're bad
there
about
was, like,
changing
nothing.
Them out.
Like, there were, like, empty spots on the shelves. Okay. And I, like, actually said something, like, hey, what's going on? They're like, oh, Sunday nights, we, like, don't get our shipments until Monday morning. And I was like, okay, but there were, like, spots where, like, basic cereal would be, or like granola bars
empty.
Would be. Okay, so you had your the old leopard bananas and
yeah.
some creepy customer. Some
yeah,
creepy
swapped
customer.
Them out. I was so angry. That's like the only time I think something like that's ever happened.
That's the equivalent of my Target code
yes,
story.
Yeah. Luckily, yeah, and I never. Yeah, that's yours is much worse. You need a coat to live in New York City,
well,
and you would freeze.
It
so
was my coat.
Yeah, it was your coat.
It was my
so,
coat. But those
so
are
that,
bananas.
Those
at that
are
point.
My bananas.
They were in your
yeah,
cart.
Yeah, in my cart.
I and think I've seen what... people like perusing if there's like only one left of an item. They're like kind of looking because they're like,
yeah.
oh, it's in the cart. They haven't paid for it yet. It's not really theirs. I think I've seen some of that.
Take it out of the cart.
Some of that kind of, I'm going to call it
vulture shopping. Yeah, definitely.
Vulturing.
In New York, though. You're right. In the suburbs, people are like way nicer. They wouldn't do that.
Or maybe like there's just,
they wouldn't do
just
that.
None of this weird stuff happening.
Yeah.
Just none of this nonsense.
Yes.
New York City nonsense.
New York City
nonsense.
A lot of New York City nonsense.
That should become a hashtag. When people are annoyed,
I like it.
Hashtag NYC nonsense or NY nonsense.
Yeah, that's good.
What sounds better? NY nonsense?
NYC nonsense. Yeah. New York City nonsense.
Like,
perfect.
I guess that's
yeah,
a way
good.
To take it down a notch from like calling it something worse.
Yeah. No, I think that hashtag could catch on.
So you'll be like, realize I forgot my umbrella and then I came back and someone had taken it. Vulture. Hashtag vulture shopping.
Straight
that
up stealing,
vulture
though.
Shopping.
Yeah, that's stealing.
Hashtag vulturing.
Yeah, vulturing, because that was obviously
like,
not being sold at
the
Whole Foods.
And I said something. me, like, oh, yeah. I left my umbrella. We're in there, like, oh, no, sorry, we don't know.
It's wow, somebody totally stole it. Was it that raining bad? Like, was it raining cafe. Really bad? Oh, that was at Cozy?
That was at a Cozy, spelled C-O-S-I.
Yes. Wait, what do you get from there? I shop at Cozy sometimes.
I love their, like, flatbread pizza.
Oh, yeah,
love
it's pretty good.
The flatbread
What about, pizza. Do you ever get their salads?
The sandwiches?
Well, I get the sandwiches, but do you ever get the salad?
You seem to want me to say the salad.
Well, I'm just saying. Like, that's usually what I go for is from the salad.
Oh, okay.
Or you can choose.
I kind of like their flatbread.
Okay. No, those are good. They are good. Yeah.
Or their sandwiches. But I think I got Eric, I could say I got a salad that day, but I didn't.
I don't need you to say salad.
It wasn't that long ago. It was like a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
In this winter that will not end.
It will not end. I know. It's like at least 6 degrees outside today. It's horrible.
It's ridiculous today. And like these weather, weather.com like updates on my iPhone are like colors I've never seen.
They're like crazy. Danger.
Like thunder snow.
Thunder snow.
Thunder snow happened. Didn't know that was a word.
I didn't know that was
it's
a thing
word.
Either. Thunder
it's not
snow.
Even a phrase. It's like thunder snow.
So it's like you hear the rumbling,
like,
and then
thunder
it's like
and lightning,
snow coming down.
And instead of rain coming down,
snow
is
thunder
coming
snow.
Down. So it's like a violent.
That's pretty
snowstorm.
Violent. That is a
also,
violent.
Also, these
snowstorm.
Like there's wind chill advisories. Then there's just like cold weather.
And the wind chill ones are insane. I think they make up some of those numbers.
If you venture outside, if you choose to venture outside, like they're basically saying like you're gambling with your life.
Yes,
if you choose to venture outside after
like
the like, sun goes down at 4:39 p.m. My phone, especially this morning, I think the cold was like messing with my phone. Because
oh yeah, that happens.
I was like, telling you guys,
it gets, yeah, when it gets too hot or too cold, it messes up the phone.
It was like just, I was like talking to someone and it just started like doing that thing where it shuts
the
off.
Swirl.
The swirl.
Yeah, the swirl of death. That's the worst.
The swirl of phone call death.
Yeah, that's the worst.
And I was like, ugh, now I have to like restart the phone, call this person back, be like, hey. But anyway, so.
Phone got the swirl of
like,
death.
And I was like, this can't be low battery. I know I have at least 50%. And I did. But it thought the battery was low, or you think the cold just made it thin?
I think the cold thought
it was
that.
Like,
yeah, because actually, I know
don't
like if
me,
you
use
your
me.
Phone, if you ever use it as a like GPS, like with the
yes.
Google Maps, if in the summer, and you know, like most of the holders are like on the dash or something, so like it's there and it just bakes, and it's like temperature warning, blah 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 blah.
Oh, I've never gotten a temperature
warning. Oh, it says temperature
warning.
It shows like a thermometer.
Like, how does it come up?
It just like the screen will be black, and it shows like
as
a big.
As it's shutting off.
Well, no, it actually like.
Oh, it fades to black.
It fades to black.
Smash cut to.
Smash cut to black.
Temperature warning.
And actually a thermometer image.
With mercury in it.
Yeah, and then it says like temperature something, and then that's it. Like you have to like wait for it to cool down and then restart the phone. It's crazy.
Okay,
it's,
well, this was
so
just
hot.
Restarting it for me. It
yeah.
happened twice
it's too cold.
Morning.
It's
twice
too cold.
This morning. One time I was talking to my mom.
Yeah, it's too damn cold.
I was like, sorry about that, Mom. My phone
too
just
cold.
Shut itself off.
Too cold.
Make conversation. Hashtag sorry, Mom. Yeah,
too
it was
chilly.
Doing that twice. And anyway, have we wrapped up? Oh, my vulture shopping story.
Yeah.
And by vulture shopping, I mean
stealing.
Hashtag stealing.
Straight up stealing. Because
someone
obviously,
took my umbrella when
yeah,
I went
obviously,
to the bathroom. Hashtag
Whole
NYC
Foods
nonsense.
Is not selling an umbrella under a table.
Or a
it's
cozy
not,
cafe.
Yeah, or oh, that's right, a cozy
this
cafe.
Was a full
that's right. Steal.
Sort of restaurant.
Was it raining hard or did that
it
you
was
address
like,
this?
Well, it was like kind of a thunderstorm.
Oh,
well,
no,
not thunder. It was like that rain slash
a
slush.
Sleep. Ooh, that's the worst.
Yeah, but then
you
it would
needed
kind
it.
Of
you
get,
needed it.
It would
yeah.
kind of go back to rain at
Ooh.
Points.
Yeah, so you really needed
it. Then it would kind of go
umbrella.
Back to
yeah.
snow. The
yeah.
snow was better because it was like
yeah,
slow
soft,
falling
of course.
Flurries.
Yeah. yeah.
But there was harsh rain. Mm. And yeah, so I needed both of them. So when I was mad, so then I had to buy
another one. Yeah.
Guys, embarrassing,
yeah.
embarrassing confession time.
Okay.
That was the second umbrella I had to buy of the day. Because my first
of the
one,
same day? Yes. What happened?
Guys, that was like a rough day. I was like acting in some stuff. And so
acting
it was
stuff.
Like getting
go ahead.
details. Acting in stuff.
Acting in stuff. Usually that's
crazy
what's referred
day.
To. Crazy
to
day.
Eat, was meeting up to get some food at the Cozy Cafe at the end of the day. Someone stole my umbrella. Making this heartwarming moment of dinner. Ruined. Hashtag ruined.
Hashtag
no,
ruined.
So I started out with the umbrella, full coat, full like snow slash rain boots. Mm-hmm. I was like, I am ready for this day because it was like an early call time into Manhattan.
Okay.
And then, yeah. So anyway, long story short, had the one umbrella and it just stopped working. Like it started like.
I know what you mean. It wouldn't open anymore. Like it would.
It was like a mess. It was like going limp on one side. Then the
spokes broke.
The spokes broke.
I hate that.
I'm like holding on to dear life. Like I need to just get to the subway station like this. Then I had to purchase one in the subway station, like the prototypical black one with like the curved handle that like everyone has. Costs like 50 cents, but some places charge like $5.
And this breaks so quick. Did you?
Haggling is good.
Oh, you did. You should haggle.
It was an accidental haggle. Like, he only was accepting cash. And he's like, it's $5. And I thought I had like a 5 or a 10, and I didn't. I didn't have much cash on me at all. And I literally had like $3. And I was like, you know what? All I have is $3. And I was about to be like, so I can't buy it? And he was like, all right.
Oh.
Yeah, so guys.
Oh, you got it for $3.
NYC nonsense tip. Just like play hard to get.
It works. Because actually,
with the umbrella salesman.
I bought.
This was not like a kiosk or like one of those things. Yeah. This was just like a random guy selling out of like a bucket.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, fine.
And especially, all right, tourist advice. If you're ever in Chinatown, you definitely got to haggle those fake people. Like, or not, well, sorry, not fake people. These are real people. I mean, for, sorry, real.
They are like hybrid.
They're robots/people.
They sell stuff in Chinatown.
They're imported from China.
About them.
They're from China. Robots
made
from China,
in China.
Selling stuff in Chinatown. But no, but I remember it was summer one year and I needed a pair of sunglasses. And I was like, I'll just buy some fake Ray-Bans off somebody. Out of one of the ten people.
Fake sunglasses
like one of the ten people.
Some pashminas.
Yeah. But this guy was trying to sell these fake Ray-Ban shades. Fake, very fake looking.
Okay.
For $40. And I was like,
I was thinking like 10.
Yeah. And so I was like, $40? I was like, that is way too much. And so he's like, all right, what
do you want to do?
Do
you have like a real label?
I mean,
like a quote real
label? It said Ray-Bans on it, but still. It was spelled right. but yeah, basically it was like, he's like, all right, 20. And I was like, no. And he's like, 15. And I was like, no. And then I started walking. And then
that's,
I kept walking away. And I was like, I can give you 10. And he's like, no. And I started walking away. He's like, 10. All right, 10. And then I bought him for
$10. Oh, so you started walking away.
Yeah.
I was
it worked.
I got defeated. Like, it was one of those days where, like, I thought I had an umbrella in my bag. Really thought I did. Must have taken it out to let it dry. Forgot to put it back in. And it started raining. And I was, like, very defeated. And it was one of those moments where I was just like, well, all I have is $3. He's like, all right. And I didn't even mean to play hard to get, but it worked. So, anyway, second umbrella. So, the first one broke on this cozy cafe day.
And then the one you bought.
Purchased one at a kiosk, probably full price. I didn't
have that. And
that
one got stolen.
And I was like, oh, I like this prototypical New York NYC umbrella. Hashtag NYC umbrella. You know what I'm talking
NYC
about?
NYC umbrella.
There will be a picture on the Facebook page.
Have it trending.
And then, like, oh, I found one at my sister's house, and I was like, oh, I think this is mine. She's like, oh, is it yours? And I'm thinking, like, this is a stereotypical New York City umbrella. This definitely, like, I left this in your car.
Is it stereotypical or prototypical or both?
I think it's a stereotype.
A stereotype of umbrellas? A stereotype among umbrellas.
No, I obviously misspoke there. Yeah,
stereotype among umbrellas.
It's a stereotypical.
Stereotypical, you know.
Like, there are all these, like, positive and negative
traits they assign it. They're cheap.
Well, mostly negative.
They break. Yeah, they're cheap. They break easy.
No, I actually think they're fine. And one time my dog started chewing out part of the handle. Yeah. Because why not? But anyway, so that one. And then I wasn't near any sort of kiosk. So I think I found like a Duane Reade and was like looking for the cheapest umbrella that was not the stereotypical black.
And
black,
did you find
York
one?
Umbrella with the curved handle. I think the cheapest one I could find was like $6, which is more than I wanted to pay. I think I had paid like a total of $10 for umbrellas.
Oh, no.
So I was essentially going home with one umbrella. One had broken. One had been, I would say, stolen. They thought I was never coming back.
Oh, yeah, that's a weak excuse.
It's still kind of vulturing.
Yeah, it is
vulturing.
Yeah, hashtag vulturing. Do not be a vulture at Whole Foods, Target.
Hashtag banana vulture.
Don't be a banana vulture. Don't be an umbrella vulture. It's not nice.
Yeah. What else would you want to... Well, what else would you leave behind that would be nice?
Yeah, you could leave sunglasses.
Oh, sunglasses.
I returned one time a pair of $800 sunglasses to a girl. that left it. I didn't know she left it. I found them at an ATM. Where did
she leave? You didn't know the girl.
No, I found them at an ATM, and I looked at them, and they were like Louis Vuitton something. Okay. And I looked them up, and it was like $800.
From a Chinatown? No,
these were real. They probably were real. And the case was real. There was like ways to check it. And so like I called the bank, and I was like, I found these sunglasses. Oh, at the ATM.
Indoor or outdoor?
Indoor ATM, but the place was closed. But so I called the next day.
You slipped them in the bank thing?
No.
And you're like, $800.
No. It's like I talked to somebody. No, I talked to the person. They're like, okay. And so then they're like, okay, we'll see if anyone calls. And so then, sure enough, somebody called.
She's probably retracing every step.
And then I think I might have gave my contact info. And so like the person called as like described the sunglasses. And she described them. I described the case.
Because
I thought that they were not like, you know, just to make sure they weren't some weirdo. But I mean, why would somebody make that up? But anyways, I just want to make sure, you know, you got to cover all your bases when returning sunglasses.
Ma'am, describe the sunglasses.
And so like.
Did you call her ma'am?
No.
Even though she was probably like 22. You're like, ma'am, describe those sunglasses.
I think we're around the same age because I met up with her.
Okay.
Because basically I was like.
Did you get her digis?
At the time, I wasn't married. I was single. I did get her digis.
Oh, okay.
And I think we were supposed to have lunch or something, and she totally blew me off.
Oh, so you think she was just gave you the digis because she was so relieved that you helped her?
Well, no,
because
she wanted to give me money, and I was like,
"Give me your phone number, Eric."
That's what happened.
Inappropriate. Yeah.
What? No, she had my number. She called me. She called me from her number. No, she to set up the sunglass exchange.
And then you were like,
we both had that.
No, I got that part of the story. But when were you supposed to go on the date? In person, you were like, we should meet up sometime.
Well, yeah, because like she's like, oh, let me give you like money and blah 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 blah, and I was like, well, why don't we just get like a coffee or something sometime if you would be interested in that, and so then like she like never returned any.
Well, what did she
text
say?
Was she
like?
Then she said, yeah, she's like, all right, but then but that was it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she never met up. That was it. That was the end of
this
that.
This story had twists.
It had twists, but it's fine. I mean, whatever. It doesn't matter. I mean, you know, I did the right thing. I returned the sunglasses. That's all that mattered. Because, I mean, I would be very angry if I lost sunglasses that cost that much. Right. Well, first of all, I would never buy sunglasses that expensive.
I would destroy them, scratch them. My dog would eat them.
Yeah.
Oh, I tend to wear them in the ocean at the beach.
In the ocean?
And
a wave hits you in the face. Yeah.
Well, yep, that's happened. I've lost many pairs of sunglasses to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
Titanic style.
Dolphins eat them?
Little Mermaid style. Oh, God, I hope not.
That would be bad, right?
Oh, God. I'm like the tuna nets
of
the ocean.
You're killing all the fish.
I'm killing all the dolphins.
I don't know. Let's think of a happier thought. Okay, the sunglasses.
Just one wave comes in. I mean, they're cheap sunglasses.
Okay.
I only buy
cheap sunglasses,
please,
too.
Are you kidding me?
But no, basically, it was, all right, happier thoughts about the sunglasses. They helped form reef barriers that prevent erosion. That's a happier
thought. Do you think they just
thought.
Got washed up on shore? No.
Maybe. Yeah. All right, but no marine life ate them, so that's good.
Hopefully no marine life ate them, but it's a long time for plastic to
biodegrade. Yeah.
That's what they call it in the science world.
for sunglasses to
decini.
Yeah.
Hashtag biodegrade.
Yep. Yeah. All right. So anyways.
We're all out of stories.
Yeah, so anyways, I think listen next week.
Tell us your hashtag vulturing stories.
Vulturing.
Your hashtag NYC nonsense
stories. Yeah, please leave some comments on
hashtag stereotypical umbrella stories or hashtag prototypical umbrella.
Yeah, hashtag these. Make it a trending thing. Tell us, make it a trending thing on Facebook. Do it. That would be good. Leave comments. Leave comments in general. What would you like to hear about?
I'm sure other people have infuriating umbrella stories.
Yeah,
it's
something easy to get
behind. I'm gonna
Me
say
too. I always leave
50% of the time.
I think I leave mine
more.
60.
I'm willing to say.
I'd say 60 for myself personally. That often I lose.
Definitely
umbrellas.
50. I'm willing to say there was a point where it was like 90.
90.
It was like, oh my God, losing umbrellas left. Wow. And I couldn't keep an umbrella
to save your life.
Save my life. Mm. Couldn't keep an. People would say that about me. Oh, she can't keep an umbrella.
That Meg Scanlon. And then they snap. Can't keep an umbrella to save her life.
The person who was in the Cozy Cafe probably knew me. They're like, I know her. She's a
purposely
sucker.
Took it.
I think I
purposely
lost a lot
took the
in
umbrella.
Like movie theaters.
That's
especially
common,
movie
of course.
Theaters. Restaurants.
So dark, you lose it.
So dark, the con of man.
So dark, the what?
Con of man. Wasn't that Oh my God. No, I can't even think of what movie I'm quoting. The Da Vinci Code.
Oh, yes.
Hashtag Da Vinci Code. Hashtag 2005.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right. I think it is 2005.
Hashtag Da Vinci Code books. Yeah. Movie theaters, improv theaters, live performance theaters, restaurants. Tell us your story. Tell us
your
stories. Hashtag stories.
Please leave comments in general. Yeah, just, you know.
People stealing produce out of your shopping cart, your coat.
Yes. If someone ever vultured bananas.
Member services.
I'd like to know if somebody, or any kind of fruit or produce. Has that ever happened?
Or like, I'm thinking like a baked good.
That
like
would,
if you
yeah.
had the perfect cake.
Oh.
Or cupcakes.
Yeah. Or maybe even if it was written and it happened to be the same person's
birthday,
name.
Eric?
It was the same person's
some
name.
Some jerk store, and they were Eric?
Like, yes, I'm taking this. Yeah, maybe. All right, so tune in next week. Next weekly podcast. We'll tune in on Monday for a new episode.
New apps.
New apps. This is Eric Risk signing off. And
thanks, Caleb, signing off.
All right.
Over and out.
Over and out. Until next week.
I'm Jesus.